So Sharaji explained the field of object for Vipassana Janika person, the person who has mere Vipassana as vehicle to Nibbana. And among these field of object, one has to note the object that is presently arising. So one has to bear in mind what are these objects to be noted, what are the field of the objects to be noted, and one should also bear in mind the names of rupa, materiality, nama, mentality. So it is called ogaha. One needs to learn these objects as well as their names, such as materiality, mentality. And also one should learn how to practice. One should learn the method of practice. And there should be paripuja. One should discuss the meaning of these instructions. One should discuss with the teacher briefly. And also, one should also discuss with the meditation teacher when coming for interview, and one should follow the teacher's guidance and instruction. So listening to the guidance and instruction is called savana. So one needs to listen to the meaning, the guidance, meaning of this guidance and instruction. One needs to know what is to note the object means. So noting the object means one should aim the noting mind so that the noting mind will be direct or face to face with the object, and one needs to put effort. So one should also practice according to the guidance given. One should practice according to the method of practice. And also there should be dharana. Dharana means bearing in mind the instruction and guidance, and also the meaning of these instructions and guidance, so that it will be firmly bear in the mind. So one should bear these meanings of these instructions and guidance. And also, one should also bear in mind the further guidance given by their meditation teacher. And samasana means to put into practice. So to put into practice what one has learned is called samasana. And now yogis are putting the instruction and guidance into practice. So by working, practicing, the benefit will be pativeda. Pativeda means penetration, discerning. It will be the benefit of practice. And today, Sharaji will explain in detail. So Sharaji practiced under the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sharaji. So Sharaji started to practice before he turned 30 under this tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sharaji, according to the teaching of the Buddha. So that's why Sharaji has firm faith and confidence that this method of practice is correct. And also, Sharaji has been handing down the instruction of the late Venerable Mahasi Sharaji accurately, so that others can learn the instructions. So Sarah G is going to explain that for Sutta Vipassana Sanika, what are the objects that are to be noted? So the object of Vipassana, the object of Vipassana Jnana, the object of insight knowledge is Nama Rupa phenomena, mentality, materiality, which are relating to each other as cause and effect, which has the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Only if one knows the field of objects and the objects to be noted, then one can practice accurately. So Sarojji has in mind to explain the field of practice, the field of objects and the objects to be noted today. So in the books that Mahasi Sarojji had written, and also in the Dhamma talks of the late Venerable Mahasi Sarojji, the Sarojji, Mahasi Sarojji explained the field of objects and objects to be noted in Vipassana practice. So among the two categories, Paramattha, the ultimate truth, and Panyati concept, one should observe the Paramattha, the ultimate truth. One should be observing Nama Rupa, mentality and materiality, which are Paramattha, ultimate truth. So one should not be noting Panyati concept. So according to the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sarojji, the ones who want to develop jnana, the ones who want to develop knowledge, starting from Nama Rupa Pariccheda Jnana, knowledge into distinction of mind and matter, one needs to understand that among the two categories, Paramattha and Panyati, ultimate truth and concept, one needs to note and observe Paramattha only. One needs to observe ultimate truth only, and one does not need to note Panyati, the concept. So Sarojji will explain what is Paramattha, ultimate truth, and what is Panyati, concept. Paramattha consists of two parts, Parama and Atta. Parama means high and supreme, and Atta means meaning. So Paramattha means high meaning or supreme meaning. If something is not correct, it will not be high, it will not have high and supreme meaning. So it is very important that something is correct. It is important that it should be correct. And only if it is correct, it will be high, it will have high standard, it will be supreme. And avibharita means it does not alter or change. It is correct, it does not alter and change. So paramattha means the correct meaning. The paramattha has correct meaning. So the thing that has real meaning will be high and supreme. And there are four categories of paramattha: the ultimate reality. The first one is citta, mind or consciousness, which can cognize the object. And the second one is nama, mentality, such as contact or feeling, which can arise dwelling on the mind. And the third one is rupa, materiality, which can change and alter. And nibbana is the cessation of nama and rupa, cessation of mentality and materiality. Because these four do not alter, they are high standard, and these four are called paramattha. So the ultimate realities, which are high standard, which are true. So there are two kinds of knowing: knowing through hearing and learning, and knowing through personal experience. So the things that one discerns through personal experience, it is certain and sure. And what one learns through hearsay, it is not certain. There can be wrong, and there can also be true. But what one discerns through one's experience, it cannot be wrong. So whether something is good or bad, one comes to know things as it is through one's experience. So it is certain and sure. So because these ultimate realities, paramattha, they do not alter, they do not change, that's why they are of high standard. So what one has learned through hearsay or through his or her thoughts, it cannot be included in paramattha, the ultimate truth, because it is not sure or certain. What is sure and certain is attapacaka, things that one comes to discern through one's own experience of practice. So one comes to know distinctly, clearly, through one's own personal experience is called attapacaka. And what one learns through his or her experience of practice is all true. So that's why these paramattha are of high standard, and they can be discerned through personal experience of practice. So Saroji gives an example. If one closes his or her hand into a fist, what is obvious? So if one observes carefully the hands which are in a fist, then one will experience tension. So this tension is materiality, and it is something one could experience through one's practice. And this tension, which is materiality, is paramattha. And also the knowing mind that comes to know the tension, the knowing mind is nama, mentality, and it is also paramattha. So before closing the hand into a fist, there is series of intention to close. So the series of intention to close is mentality, which is also paramattha, the actual clothing is materiality, which is also paramattha. So if one closes the hand into a fist very tightly, then it will become more tense and tense. So the first tension is not the same as the second tension. The second tension is not the same as the third tension. So if one concentrates very carefully, one will also see changes in the tension. And because there is tension, there is discomfort, and also one will also experience heat and discomfort. So when there is discomfort, one wants the way out. So because of this tension, there is discomfort, and because of this discomfort, one wants way out, one wants to relieve the hand, open the hand. So there is series of intention to relieve the hand. So this series of intention to relieve is also mentality, paramattha. So only if there is the intention, if one does not release it or open it, then this tension will not be relieved. So because of the series of intention to relieve the hand, one also makes the decision that I will open or I will relieve the hand. So this decision is also mentality, which is paramattha, and one gradually relieves and open his or her hand. So when gradually one relieves and open the hand, the tension is relieved. So here, when one's hand is closed into a fist, there is discomfort and tension. Because of this discomfort and tension, one wants the relief from the tension. And because of the series of intention to relieve it and the decision to relieve and open the hand, one gradually opens the hand and thus tension is relieved. So by noting at the moment of closing and opening of the hand, one comes to know the mentality and materiality through his or her personal practice, and it is called attapajjhaka. One discerns through his or her experience of his or her practice. So it cannot be wrong, but it is right. So what one comes to know through his or her experience, it is not from imagination, but it is the true nature, the true nama rupa one comes to know. So it is high standard, because one comes to know the paramattha, the ultimate truth, which are of high standard. So in practicing satipatthana, one should observe at the moment of arising. So if one does not observe, one will not know the hand, nor the closing of the hand. So not being mindful, one does not come to know form or shape of the hand. One does not know the manner of closing. The true nature is far from his or her knowledge. Not even knowing form or shape or manner. And when the person notes when the person knows just superficially, then the person comes to know form or shape of the hand or the manner of clothing only. He, she does not come to know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, discomfort, heat, or warmth, because the person is not noting properly. So if the concept of form or shape of the hand is covering up or hiding the true nature, and one cannot see the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, warmth, stiffness, tension, warmth, heat, and so on. And also, if the concept, manner of clothing, covers or hides the true nature, then the person cannot know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, warmth, and heat. So one must penetrate so that the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, heat, warmth, involved in this closing of the hand, should be known. So most of the people, when they close and open their hand, their mind will only fall onto form or shape of the hand, which is called sandana penyati, the concept, form or shape concept. And at times, their mind may fall onto the manner of opening and closing, which is called akara penyati, manner concept. So these concepts, sandana panyati, the form or shape concept, and akara panyati, manner concept, they are not paramatta. And the name, such as hand, it is also nama panyati, it is nama panyati, it is also concept. So these concepts, sandana panyati, the form or shape concept, akara panyati, manner concept, and nama panyati, the name, which is also concept. So these usage, nama panyati, are used so as to understand between persons, each other. So such panyati, sandana panyati, form or shape concept, akara panyati, manner concept, and nama panyati, they are only concept, and these should not be noted in vipassana because they do not exist. So in order to note rising, in order to note objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen, one should concentrate, one should note with aim and effort. If one is noting the object without aiming, without effort, his or her noting will not be effective, and the mindfulness, there will not be mindfulness, the noting mind will not stick onto the object. One will not gain mindfulness. The mind will not be calm and collected. There will not be kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And one will not know the true nature. So when noting objects such as rising, falling, lifting, moving, placing, one needs to note the object with necessary mental strength. So, lacking necessary mental strength, one's mind may only fall onto form or shape or manner of moving, and one will not know the true nature involved in rising, falling, or lifting, moving, placing. So most of the people, they do not know the true nature involved in such objects. So in order to know the true nature, the true characteristics involved, one needs to do things slowly and mindfully. When noting lifting, the awareness should cover from the very beginning of the lifting all the way through till the end. When moving, the awareness should be from the very beginning of the moving all the way through till the end. And when dropping, when placing, the awareness should be from the very beginning of the placing all the way through till the end. So yesterday, Saraji also explained Sabbakaya Patisamvedi, which means one should discern, one should know the whole Gaya. So in order to note the presently arising object so that mindfulness will cover the whole object, one should note with aim and effort. Being able to note with aim and effort, one will come to know beyond form or shape and also manner of movement, and one will come to know the true paramattha, mentality, and materiality. So in order to know that way, one should do things slowly. So when yogis are asked to do things slowly, some of them are not clear how to do things slowly. So Saraji said it means that one should slow down their speed of movement to zero. So in oneself, the paramattha, mentality and materiality, they are arising continuously, they are arising fast. So in order to keep pace with them, one should slow down his or her movement. Only then one can keep pace with these movements. So Saraji gives an example of Panyati, the concept. So in front of the Dharma hall, there is a line of black ants. So if one takes a look from very far, then one will not see the line of ants. So if one looks from a place where one can see it, one will see a black line. So the name black line, Nama Panyati, arises. And this line is made up of ants going one after another. So they combine into a group going one after another, and thus Samuha Panyati also arises. So the line, it is Sandana Panyati, form or shape concept. So because they are going, one end going after another, one end going after another, they form a line, and this line is called Sandana Panyati, form or shape concept. And black line is the name, which is Nama Panyati. This Nama Panyati arise based on this line of ends which are going one after another. So if one wants to know what this line is, one has to take a closer look. If one goes closer, he, she will see something moving in the line. And also, if one goes even closer, they will see group of two, three ants going in a line. And even when the person goes very close, one will see individual ants one by one. So one will not see as a group of ants anymore. One will see individual ants one by one moving, and thus samuha panyati will be dispelled. Seeing individual ends one by one, the line, the concept of line does not exist anymore. So that's why Santana Panyati form or shape manner also is dropped, because he, she sees individual ends one by one. So because one takes a closer look at the line of ends, then one comes to see individual ends one by one. So by going closely, taking a look closely at the line of ends, one, the person sees each and individual ends one by one. So in the same way, if one wants to know the true nature involved in rising, falling, if one wants to know the true characteristics involved in objects such as rising and falling, one should note it, aiming the mind towards the object, putting effort so that the mind will get to the object. So one should be noting effectively. The noting mind should rub onto the object so that the noting will be effective. And thus, mindfulness, sati, will develop. This sati mindfulness will be firmly established on the object. It is called satipatthana, firmly, the mindfulness firmly established on the object. So when the mind falls calm and collected on the object, the mind not going running elsewhere, the mind calm and collected, it will not be agitated by lobha, it will not be agitated by dosa. When the mind is calm and collected, when the noting mind falls on stiffness, one will come to know stiffness. When the mind falls onto tension, one will come to know tension. When the mind falls on heaviness, one will come to know heaviness. When the mind falls on lightness, one will come to know lightness. So if one notes properly, then the noting mind will fall onto the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, lightness, heaviness, warmth, cold, heat, and so on. If the yogi notes properly, he, she will see this true nature within one sitting or two sittings. So if they are many days, if they have been in this retreat for many days, and if they have not yet found the true nature, then it means that there is lacking, something is lacking in the yogi. So yogis should be noting, practicing accurately according to the guidance given by the teacher. They should bear in their mind the guidance and instruction, and they should put it into practice so that they will come to know the Paramattha. So by noting properly, accurately, precisely, according to the guidance given, then the yogis will be developing Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, and one will come to know the true Paramattha. And Saraji will continue to explain next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.